Welcome to the Sober Plug Podcast, where I get you disconnected from addiction and plugged into recovery. I'm your host, Connor Duffy. If you are struggling with addiction, you can reach out to my direct line. That is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. I do own a treatment facility called California Wellness. So if you need resources for treatment or if you need other types of resources local to you, don't hesitate to reach out to that direct line. Something I want to speak with you about today is the reason why addiction causes pain is one way of looking at it is simply because dopamine, when you continuously chase dopamine, when you continuously chase pleasure, this will only lead to pain no matter what. Perpetual pleasure chasing will always lead to pain, and there's no way around this, because essentially what you are trying to do is you are trying to fill some type of void inside of you. There is something that you are feeling, some type of pain, some type of issue in your life. You're trying to fill it from an external vice. And dopamine isn't the problem. We all need dopamine. I mean, we're human beings. We produce dopamine naturally. The issue is when we don't have to work for it, right? Dopamine is something that keeps us going. It keeps us driven, and it keeps us motivated to pursue and chase some type of goal or ambition, but it's also released when we experience pleasure. And that is exactly what happens when we are drinking or using drugs, or there's other vices too, shopping, gambling, sex, whatever, food is a big one. Whatever gives you some type of pleasure, that is what dopamine is. That is when dopamine is released. And so the issue isn't dopamine itself. Like I was saying before, the issue is when we don't have to earn it, when we don't have to work for it. And drugs and alcohol really become our main dopamine source. When we are in active alcoholism or active addiction, we rely on this feeling, this instant gratification to feel better. And the issue is we don't have to work for it. Right? If you don't have to work for something, it just becomes transactional, and it becomes that thing that you rely on to feel better immediately. The issue is that this never leads to long-term fulfillment, because you are constantly looking to chase that pleasure over and over and over again. So when you have a rough day, you go to seek that pleasure because it gives you that feeling that is going to turn your day around. It's going to change your mood instantly, even though you actually haven't had to work through the problem itself, right? The reason why you might be upset, or the reason why, you know, things might be going on in your life, is because it's an obstacle that you need to face, that you need to deal with. But when we're seeking pleasure and we're looking for that instant gratifying vice to relieve us of that feeling, the lesson to be learned is missed completely. Life is about getting through challenges and obstacles and, you know, figuring shit out, even when it's not pleasant. You know what? Especially when it's not pleasant. That's what makes us stronger. That's what makes us who we're supposed to be. When you think about a strong individual, when you think about somebody who's got their shit together, who has a strong head on their shoulders, who works hard, who's disciplined, who has accomplish great things. Do you think of someone who isn't strong? Do you think of someone who has had it easy? Or do you think of somebody who knows how to overcome challenges, who knows how to overcome obstacles that life throws his or her way? You know what I mean? This is what we really need to be focused on. You can't run from your problems. That's just it right there. You cannot run from the issues that life throws your way. And that's what we do when we go to the bottle, or when we go to the bag or the pill, whatever it is that you do, right? That pill, that bottle, it represents so much more than that instant relief. It really, what it represents is pain later on, because whatever you're escaping right now, you're going to have to face later and then some, because drinking just compounds. Right? The stuff that we're drinking over, or the discomfort that we're trying to escape, whether you're aware of it or not, you are in some type of discomfort. So when you're drinking or drugging, you are not only doing yourself a disservice from not, from putting off whatever it is that's going on and putting off the problem at hand to finding a solution. But it compounds because you are training yourself to continue doing that moving forward. You are training your subconscious mind that you are not strong enough to handle the battles that life throws your way. And that's a really fucking defeating thought to have. That's a really defeating programming to have in your mind. And that's what we do. We look to escape. And, you know, life doesn't always deal us a quote-unquote fair hand. You know, sometimes you might be listening to this and say, well, shit, I've gotten through plenty of hard stuff and I've gotten through plenty of battles. But the truth of the matter is, if you're using or you're drinking or you're using some type of vice to escape the temporary emotions that you're dealing with, you are robbing yourself of the chance of actually, you're not dealing with those things and you're robbing yourself the chance of becoming your best self. It's impossible to be an alcoholic or an active addict and be thriving and feeling great and reaching your full potential. It's not possible because alcoholism in itself, addiction in itself, means enslaved to. The word addiction comes from the Latin root word addictus, which means enslaved to. You are enslaved to this substance. You are enslaved to whatever it is that hinders you, whatever it is that you are chasing, right? So when you are constantly chasing this dopamine, this instant release, it's doing so much more harm to you than you actually realize. You know what I mean? Not to mention all of the externals it's stealing from you, right? The relationships in your life, the finances, maybe jobs, maybe your criminal record, whatever the case may be, right? I mean, we all experience some type of issues in our life, but it's really the internal consequence that is the most troubling. And I want to read you something from one of my favorite books here, The Art of Living by Epictetus. If you do not have this book or you've never read it, I highly recommend. I don't even really look at it as a book. I really just look at it as like little passages of little paragraphs of life in these pages, man. It's a very short book, and a lot of these chapters, I don't even want to call them chapters, they're really just like little quotes and paragraphs here. So I'm going to read this one to you. It's on page 62. It's prefer enduring satisfaction to immediate gratification. Let your reason be supreme. Inculcate the habit of deliberation. I don't even know what inculcate is, but I'm gonna go with it anyway. Inculcate the habit of deliberation. Practice the art of testing whether particular things are actually good or not. Learn to wait and assess instead of always reacting from untrained instinct. Spontaneity is not a virtue in and of itself. If some pleasure is promised to you and it seductively calls to you, step back and give yourself some time before mindlessly jumping at it. I could relate to that. Dispassionately turn the matter over in your mind. Will this pleasure bring but a momentary delight or real lasting satisfaction? It makes a difference in the quality of our life and the kind of person we become when we learn how to distinguish between cheap thrills and meaningful, lasting rewards. If, in calmly considering this pleasure, you realize that if you indulge in it, you will regret it, abstain and rejoice in your forbearance. Reinforce the triumph of your character and you will be strengthened. That is an awesome paragraph right there. And there's a lot that I relate to. And you know, the first thing that really sticks out to me here is the part where it says, if some pleasure is promised to you and it seductively calls to you, step back and give yourself some time before mindlessly jumping at it. I mean, how many times does the thought come into your head in early recovery, right, about using? It's like an impulse in your mind that you can't control. You don't know when it's going to come, and you don't necessarily know how long it's going to last. It is definitely there. And how often does that just seem so luring and it just seems so attractive, right? And in our mind, it seems a certain way, but it doesn't actually play out that way in the long run because it can't lead us to fulfillment. It does not lead us to feeling truly good about ourselves, it leads to more pain later on, right? Later on down here, it says, if in calmly considering this pleasure, you realize that if you indulge in it, you will regret it, abstain and rejoice in your forbearance. And that is exactly like, again, talking about recovery here, I can relate to that so much. It's like, we have to actually play the tape through. Is drinking going to give me a real solution? Is this going to solve the problems in my life? Not some bullshit instant gratification, not some cheap dopamine thrill that's going to relieve me of this temporary discomfort I'm going through. That's not a solution. That is not actually solving anything, because once that dissipates, once that feeling goes away, guess what you're left with? Not only the same problems you were just running from, but the feelings of regret and remorse from your decision-making because you know you shouldn't be drinking or using, right? So you have to think these things through. You have to play the tape through and realize, man, my mind is fucking with me heavy right now. I'm going through urges and I'm having these cravings and it's rough, but you know what? If I continue to choose what's best for myself and I continue to stay sober 1 hour at a time, 1 day at a time, as this quote says, rejoice in your forbearance. Have some type of pride in the fact that you chose to do the right thing. You know, have some type of gratitude and be proud of yourself that you made the right choice. That's not easy to do. You know, the choice is simple. In the sense of what we need to do is simplified. The things that we need to do are simple, but it doesn't always feel easy because addiction plays on your emotions. It will play you out. It will, you know, it will really fuck with you on every single angle. It'll knock on the front door and it'll try the back door and then it'll try to climb through the window later on. You know what I mean? And so as long as you lay your head on the pillow at night and you stay sober, man, that's a victory. That's a win. And that's what builds your character. You know what I mean? Making these choices over and over and over again, even when you don't want to, even when the excuses are there, even when you have the victim mentality and you have those moments of weakness where you think, no one's going to know. It'll be one time. I'll get away with it. It's all bullshit. You will know. You're going to know. And you're going to be the one to live with that regret because you sold. You sold yourself. You know what I mean? Relapse, listen, we make mistakes and relapses happen. And I know I've had them. It's selling out. You know what I mean? When we get sober, we are given the gift of choice. We are no longer enslaved to that substance anymore. But we have to continue making that choice once we are free from the chains of addiction, as tough as it may be. You got to make the hard fucking, you know, decisions. And it's not even that it's a hard decision. It's not a hard decision. You have to shy away. You have to keep at bay the feelings and emotions that are trying to trick you into making it seem like it's an attractive option. You know what I'm saying? So that's what you have to keep at bay. The choice is not hard at all. It's actually it's a very direct, simple answer. The answer is to never pick up. Now, does it always feel like it's easy? No, of course not. There's going to be plenty of times where it's difficult. And that's where our character is built, right? Those challenges, those cravings, they are there to make you stronger in your recovery. They are not there to hinder you. So reframe that and really look at it as an opportunity for your growth. So listen, that is all I have for you today. I appreciate you being here and supporting this podcast. It means the world to me. Listen, if you're struggling with addiction, if you know anybody that is, don't hesitate to reach out. Like I said, I do own a treatment facility called California Wellness. If you need treatment resources, any other local resources in your area, or you are just, you know, looking to get some type of help and you're not really sure where to go or who to talk to, you could reach out to my direct line. That is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. And if you could do me a favor and rate this podcast or share it with a friend, if you know somebody who is struggling, I would greatly appreciate that. And much love. Again, I really appreciate you being here. And you know, a lot of great things are coming. And you know, I just know great things are coming for you as long as you stay sober one day at a time and really keep things simple and make sure that you get connected with people in the recovery community, because I couldn't do it on my own. You know what I mean? I really needed that community, and there's so many different ways to get it. But no matter how that is for you, just make sure that you're not isolating and sticking by yourself and keeping in your own thoughts, because, you know, my sponsor always told me your head is a bad neighborhood to be in, and you shouldn't be alone and without a flashlight. You know what I mean? Make sure you bring a friend and you bring a flashlight when you go in there. So especially early in recovery. So much love. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, and keep moving forward in the right direction. And I will see you on the next one.